It might have been me. All right, so last week, we looked at the gifts each of us have from God. If you know the gift that God has given you or the gifts, then you need to put them to work. Make sure you use them for His glory. If you are unable to determine what gifts God has given you, I have a spiritual gift assessment test. If you'd like to catch up to me later, I can give you that, and then I score it, and it tells you where you are strong in, what aspects of spiritual gifts you are strong in. You can check with me, but today we're moving on. We're going to look at what happens to you 1 second after you die. So before we get into that, though, bow your heads. We'll open with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, again, we thank you for this opportunity to freely just take time out of our day just to spend it with you and your word. Lord, to learn the things that you have said and learn about what is prepared for us as Christians and what lay in store for those who are non-believers, Lord. Lord, we ask you to watch over everything that is said in this sermon, that is conducted in a manner that brings honor and glory to you. And we ask all these things in your Son's most holy and most precious name. Amen. All right, so if you look on the back page of your bulletin, all the scriptures I cite during a sermon are listed there in order. That's so if you want to keep up in your Bible, you can stay up. We don't have to wait while people turn pages. As you can see, we're in quite a few places today. We're going to start off this morning's service with a scripture that should bring comfort to every believer's heart. Every one of us who believe find comfort in 2 Corinthians 5:6. We are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, yes, well pleased, rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. That's what actually Scott mentioned this morning in his prayer about how when a believer is absent from the body, they are present with the Lord. Right now, and for as long as we live, we are absent from the Lord. That doesn't mean we do not have the Holy Spirit with us. It means that we are just not in the presence of the Lord. But at the moment of death, we will be ushered into His presence. Can you imagine anything better than that? I don't care what you have in store for this week, this summer, what your big vacation plans are, or whatever. Nothing compares to actually making it into heaven. Nothing will compare to that. So we need to take a moment, though, to get into this a little more so we can understand how great and wonderful this promise truly is. There's a lot to this.